When a couple is stuck, they often ask, who is right? That question matters sometimes, but it is not always the first question. A better first question may be, what are we not seeing? The 12 aspects of together discernment are 12 windows that help a husband and wife look at the whole situation. They are not a rigid formula. They are a wisdom tool. The first aspect is spiritual. Have we prayed? Are we listening to God's word? Are we resisting conviction, humility, forgiveness, or repentance? The second is covenantal. Are we protecting our vows? Are we acting like one flesh or like two separate people trying to win? The third is bodily. Are sleep, health, hormones, stress, hunger, addiction, sexual frustration, aging, or exhaustion shaping this conflict? The fourth is emotional. What feelings are active? Anger, fear, shame, loneliness, disappointment, grief. The fifth is communication. What words, tone, timing, silence, sarcasm, or defensiveness are shaping the conversation? The sixth is habitual. What patterns keep repeating? Do we withdraw, attack, appease, avoid, explode, shut down, or pretend? The seventh is practical. Are schedules, chores, childcare, transportation, work pressure, clutter, or technology creating stress? The eighth is financial. Are money fears, spending habits, debt, generosity, control, secrecy, or different expectations affecting trust? The ninth is family system. Are parents, in-laws, children, extended family, childhood wounds, or old household rules influencing this moment? The tenth is relational. Who else is shaping us? Friends, social media, church community, coworkers, hidden comparisons? The 11th is moral and safety based. Is there sin that must be named? Is there manipulation, coercion, abuse, betrayal, addiction, or intimidation? If safety is at stake, outside help is needed. The 12th is mission and witness. How does this decision affect our children, our home, our church, our soul center, our calling, and our witness for Christ? These 12 aspects help couples resist shallow answers. A couple may think we are fighting because we communicate badly, but the discernment process may reveal that the husband is exhausted, the wife feels abandoned, their budget is strained, his mother keeps interfering, and neither of them has prayed together in weeks. That is not just communication. That is a whole marriage pattern. Together discernment is not about blaming more creatively. It is about seeing more truthfully. A wise couple can say, "This is bigger than the thing we argued about. Let's slow down. Let's name the layers. Let's invite God into the whole marriage." Proverbs 25 says, "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." Marriage discernment draws out what is hidden, so grace and truth can meet it.